Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom Chaverim. That means hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. Now, we're talking about the feast that we just passed, Shavuot, commonly called Pentecost in the church, but its Hebrew name is Shavuot, right out of the book of Leviticus. And Ted, we were talking about how there's a tradition, which may be true, that Moses received the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai at Shavuot, at the Feast of Weeks.
You know, there's another tradition, which is equally exciting to me, is that when Moses received the Ten Commandments and the people heard the voice of God, everybody who was born and would be born, their soul was there. And they heard the commandments of God, the Torah of God, the mitzvot of God in their own languages.
That is really amazing because of what happened in Acts chapter 2.
Yeah. Now, remember, we had told you that Paul, even the Apostle Paul, wanted to get back to Jerusalem because this Pentecost, this Shavuot, was one of the three pilgrimage feasts where the Jewish men from all over would come to Jerusalem. And during Paul's time, this was all over the world.
The known world, of
course. The known world. And people could do it because of the Roman roads and everything. So we have dwelling in Jerusalem during this Feast of Pentecost, men from every tribe, every nation, every language in the known world.
Okay, so picture this, friends, that Jerusalem was full of not only the Jewish people who lived in the area, but it was full of Jewish people from all over who spoke different languages and had different cultures and traditions, but were still Jews. Okay, now, in addition, they were there anticipating counting of the Omer, counting down to Shavuot, at the same time that the disciples of Messiah were waiting for the Holy Spirit. He told them, go and wait in Jerusalem and tarry. So there's a kind of a dual countdown going on, anticipation. When's Shavuot going to be here? When's the Holy Spirit going to get here? And they happen at the same time.
They happen on the day of Pentecost. I think Acts says it this way, when the day of Pentecost had fully come. Well, what does that mean?
Fully come, meaning it was being counted down. So the day before, not quite. The day of, now it's here, fully here.
Fully here. And the disciples, Jeff, had spent some of that time without Yeshua physically present, some of that time, I guess, getting things sorted out, but mostly getting to be in one accord, maybe one accord as to their mission, one accord as to the truth of the Messiahship of Jesus, and one accord as to the necessity of sharing that truth with Jewish people, in fact, with everyone, whether Jewish or Gentile.
So when the Holy Spirit then came upon them, and Ted, in a way that they couldn't deny, you know, you were saying in a previous program, they're sitting around, no doubt, thinking, how will we know when this happens? And then, bam, rushing mighty wind and divided tongues of fire, and they started speaking languages that they didn't understand. Wow, this must be it.
And they spill out into the street with the same enthusiasm that God breathed speaking, and people are wondering, what is going on?
So, listen, friends, this is very much like Let Your Light So Shine. When God does something powerful in you, that you don't just keep it to yourself, but you say, I need to share this love of God with my fellow believers and with unbelievers alike.
Yeah, this compelling love of God. And even if other people give you grief, and the disciples got grief, they're drunk, you know, they're drunk. No, they were not. They were filled with the Spirit, the Ruach of God. They were praising God in languages that were understood by the people who had gathered from the four corners of the earth.
It was just like at Mount Sinai, if that tradition is true.
Right. People hearing good news in their own languages and the disciples giving glory to God.
Hallelujah. Friends, this is all based on Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks, right out of Leviticus. And there's so much more coming up about Jews and Gentiles in our Messiah, right out of the Scripture.
Yeah, check out messianicminutes.com. We'd love to hear from you, messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mashiachenu.
May the Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.